Ad honorem sancte et individue Trinitatis, ad exaltationem fidei catholici et vitae Christiane incrementum, auctoritate Domini nostri Iesu Christi, beatorum apostolorum Petri et Pauli, ac nostra.
Pope Benedict XVI canonized 4 new saints on Sunday during Mass in St. Peter's Square. Thousands of pilgrim faithful were on hand to join in the ceremony, which took place under a brilliant Roman October sun that warmed the air to unseasonably pleasant temperatures.
Sanctus esse decernimus et definimus, ac sanctorum catalogo adscribimus, statuentes eius in universa ecclesia, inter sanctos pia devotione recoli debere, in nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti.
The new models of holiness for the whole church are Gaetano Errico, a Neapolitan priest who founded a missionary order in the 19th century, the Swiss-born missionary sister Maria Bernarda, who worked in Ecuador and Colombia, a 19th-century laywoman from Ecuador who helped the sick and the poor, Narcisa de Jesus Martillo Moran, and finally, Sister Alfonsa of the Immaculate Conception, who is the first native-born Indian woman to be elevated to the honor of the altars. Pope Benedict XVI especially praised Sister Alfonsa's strength of character in words of greeting he spoke to the official delegation from India before the Sunday Angelus.
Cordial greetings to English-speaking pilgrims, in particular the official delegation from India, and also who have come to celebrate the canonization of St. Alphonse of the Immaculate Conception. Her heroic virtues of patience, fortitude, and perseverance in the midst of deep suffering remind us that God always provides the strength we need to overcome every trial.
The Syro-Malabar Bishop of Palais, His Excellency Joseph Kalarangat, told us the canonization of Sister Alfonsa has special significance at the present moment in which Indian Christians are suffering a violent persecution.
At present, actually, we are passing through a very difficult time in India because of the so-called Orissa event. But I think the canonization of Blessed Alfonsa is actually a good package to all the Indians at the present time. Alfonsa's life actually gives us the life of suffering, the life of so much pain a person can take during the lifetime here on earth.
In his English language remarks before the Sunday Angelus prayer, Pope Benedict XVI condemned the violence and spoke words of encouragement for Christ's faithful in India.
As a Christian faithful of India gives thanks to God for their first native daughter to present it for public veneration, I wish to assure them of my prayers during this difficult time, commending to the providential care of Almighty God those who strive for peace and reconciliation. I urge the perpetrators of violence to renounce these acts and join with their brothers and sisters to work together in building a civilization of love. God bless you all.
In his homily, Pope Benedict spoke of all 4 new saints as exemplars of the universal call to holiness, showing us that saintly living is possible in every state of life within the Church.
I loro esempi ci siano di incoraggiamento, gli insegnamenti ci orientino e confortino.
May their examples give us encouragement, said Pope Benedict, and may their teachings give us direction and comfort.